Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio. Go to her website at www.livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal to get your free 20-minute session with Dr. Vicki. She offers various counseling sessions as well as the life-changing soul rejuvenation to guide you to live authentically on your soul's journey. If you lose it when you meet a guy and simply want to learn to be independent, free and happy in or out of a relationship, then listen each Sunday night to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki and join her on Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook.
Welcome to the Living Your Soul's Journey radio show with Dr. Vicki. I am so excited tonight because I have a very special guest that I have been working with since I had him on my last radio show with BBS about 5 or so years ago. I have to share with you that my guest is a very renowned numerologist, Richard Andrew King. He is a black belt karate expert and an author of at least, I think, 9 books on numerology that will one day, if not already, be recognized as the elite of numerology books. And I want to say one more thing, that life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Albert Einstein said that. And that's exactly what Rich does for my family, as well as many others, in giving yearly updates and guidance. And I just want to welcome you so openly tonight. Rich, how are you doing?
Well, Dr. Vicki, thank you for having me. I'm doing fine. I don't know if I can live up to that intro, though. That was quite nice.
Oh, of course you can. Yeah.
It's always a pleasure for me to be on your show. And I want to thank everybody that's listening, too, for tuning in.
Yes. Well, I have to tell you that I speak of you very often in my relationships with people. And I, you know, so many people ask me, Rich, well, what does it matter what my name is? It's what I was given. And I said, well, then I'm going to have Rich on the show because the numbers, and that's what numerology is, the numbers are very important in mattering what our name is and our life's journey. So can you just briefly tell us about that? Because I have lots of questions for you.
Yes, I'd be happy to do that. Before I do that, though, Dr. Vicki, I'd like to give 2 notes. One, if people would like to take notes, they need to have a pencil and paper handy. And number 2, there are some links as to what we're going to be discussing today on my Facebook page at King's Numerology. So if you'd like to go there, there are some links discussing voids and keywords and so on and so forth that you might find helpful for those of you who are listening. And so now, Dr. Vicki, back to your question. Life is a lot more than what most of us realize. Not everything is as it seems. But the truth of the matter is that our destinies, and each of us does have a destiny, is contained within our full name at birth and our birth date. I've been involved with numerology now for 35 years. I do currently have 9 books, you were right. The 10th numerology book will be published next week on the 22nd. Of June. It'll take about 5 days to get through the system and then it should be ready to purchase. So it's very important to understand what your name is. If you understand your name via numbers, which are just labels for energy fields, then you can understand yourself, your soul desires, your life path, what you will be doing in your life. You can also understand anyone in your life, any relationship you have, or just a normal person, as long as you have their full natal data. It's a wonderful tool. It's a very divine tool in my experience and my work. In fact, the tagline for the King's Numerology is discovering the divine design to your life. And for those people who are on the verge of whether there's a God or not, or a creator or not, I tell you that if you study numerology and you study it seriously, you will come to a point where you will absolutely understand that there is a power that is so vast and so beautiful, it is beyond the comprehension of the human mind. When we see the interconnections of our name and our birth date and the life experiences that we have, it is absolutely beautiful and undeniable. So, yes, know your name, know each of the letters, the timelines, and so on and so forth, and all of that information I share in my numerology books.
Well, I want to comment on that because now, personally, I'm a pretty smart gal, but sometimes I have a little difficulty trying to get it all organized in my mind, Rich. And so, I mean, I know that you do charts and help people with that. Now, I do want to ask you, though, because you mention it a lot, and when you Google voids on the internet, it comes up with your name. I don't think that people really understand naming, like a naming a child or something, because I mean, a void is very, very important to understand, because as you've worked with me for years now, and I have several voids, I think a 5 and a 7 in my birth name, and it's affected me. You know, it's definitely been a more of a challenged area. And I think that maybe if you could help everybody to understand, because there's not a lot on the internet about voids and naming yourself, if that makes sense.
And voids are basically missing letters in our natal name. For example, every letter is in a grouping of other letters, and that grouping, also called a genera, is identified by a number. For example, and this is what people might want to write down, the letters A, J, and S all equal a 1. And each of these numbers has characteristics and attributes to them. The number 2 is represented by the letters B as in boy, K as in kite, T as in Tom. The letters C, L, and U are all a 3 energy. The number 4 is represented by D, M, and V, like Department of Motor Vehicles. The number 5 is represented by the letters E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, and W as in Wallace. The number 6 is represented by the letters F, O, and X, Fox, very easy to remember. The number 7 by G, P, and Y, G as in George, P as in Paul, Y as in Yankee. 8 is represented by H, Q, and Z, so H as in Henry, Q as in Quaker, Z as in zebra. 9 is represented by not only the letters I and R, but also the ampersand, the and symbol. In the past, that ampersand symbol was noted as the 27th letter of the alphabet, which makes total sense in a numerological capacity. I won't go into that at this point. But those are the letters, the genera, and those are the numbers. Now, when we have, let's say, a missing A, J, or S in our name, then we have what is called a 1 void. And then we will have to deal with the energies of a missing 1. The same thing for the letter 2, B, K, and T. If we have no B, Ks, and Ts, we have what is called a 2 void. Now, if you would like, I can go through what each of these numbers represent and also give you the remedies for each number. That'll probably take 5 or 10 minutes to do that.
Well, that'll work. I mean, I know that we're going to be having a couple of callers because I know that personally they wanted to get in. So, I would love to hear that. And I'm sure everyone that's listening would love to understand that to a degree, you know, so that they can make more sense out of it.
Sure. And then if you want to talk about naming children and so forth, which I talk about in my book, Parenting Wisdom for the 21st Century, we can do that as well. But it's very important to understand them. And since we're talking about voids today, then we'll do this. Okay, so the number 1, we talked about that representing the letters A, J, and S. If you do not have any of those letters in your name, this 1 void represents the energies of independence, of ego, of self, of identity, of courage, of willpower, of taking direct action. So, if you don't have any of those, what you need to do is focus. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I heard something going on.
Yeah.
So what you want to concentrate on is learning to be direct, learning to take charge, learning to realize your life wholeness, responsibility, be courageous, develop confidence through competence. I talk about that in my martial art book and also the second volume of Parenting Wisdom. Competence creates confidence. Confidence isn't created just by, oh, I'm going to say I'm confident. It doesn't work that way. So that's what the 1 represents.
Okay. Hold on just a minute, Rich, because we've got Michelle online.
Yes.
And then you might be able to explain this as we talk about her name too.
Sure.
If you can, yeah, because I don't like to make wait. I don't like to have people waiting, but if you can talk to Michelle, then maybe using her name, you can explain some of the other voids. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, go ahead.
Is Michelle, are you there?
I am.
Hi, how are you tonight? Where are you from?
Good. I'm here in Las Vegas.
Awesome. Well, do you have a question for Rich on your name?
Not necessarily on my name, but on my soon-to-be baby's name.
Okay. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. His name, we were thinking of Robert Eugene.
Okay. So, well, what I'm not going to do is give readings on each name. What I will suggest, because that would just take way too long, I do that professionally on a consulting basis if you're interested. But what I would suggest
Robert Eugene is the full name.
Okay, but still I don't have the time to calculate each of that. So what I would like you to do is either go to my links on the King's Numerology, my Facebook page, Facebook.com/ King's Numerology. There is a chart that has all of those numbers and letters. When you calculate the baby's name, see if you have one of each of those numbers, either an AJ or S for the one, BK and T for the two, CL and U for the three, and make sure that the name has all of the letters, the numbers 1 through 9. If you do not at this point, my suggestion is create a name that has no voids in it. You can do that by adding, let's say, for example, if there were no H or an 8, you can add an H as an initial in a name. But the key is you want to have all of those energies in there. When we have voids in our name, it creates problems. It creates, can be massive problems depending on what they are. But if we don't have any voids, then basically what we're doing when we name our children is bringing in, hopefully, a soul who is going to be more balanced or given the energy that is more balanced. And so when they have issues in their life, they will be able to manage those issues fundamentally better than someone with voids.
Okay.
And now I do have another suggestion for everybody listening, and I've asked my children to do this. I don't care what my children name their children, I just ask them to make sure they had no voids. That's the first rule. The second rule I have is to create an archival family name. For example, the name you give your child, which hopefully will have no voids, should be a different name that will go on the birth certificate. The reason for this is that our country is becoming too intrusive into our lives. You do not want the government to know about your child's full name. Put on the birth certificate name that's different, that's on the archival family name. Do not publish the archival family name. That way, someone like myself or somebody in the government or some organization will not be able to know your child's destiny. And that's important, because if you know something about somebody's life, then you can manipulate them. You can do like that. That's not good. And that's one of the dangers of knowing a lot of numerology. So I don't want that to happen. So the way to counter that is have an archival name. Make the intent, and you will say to yourself, this is the baby's name. This is, I want it to be. This is the intent. It's going to be in my archival name. Now, I'm not going to tell that to anybody, but that's the official name. What I will put on the birth certificate is what the government wants to see, and you can put another name on there. Just make sure it's not the same name, and also make sure it doesn't have the same numeric energy. So if the archival name, and you can compute this from the information on my website under compute your name, make sure it's not the same number. So if the archival name is an 8, don't make the legal name an 8 as well. Make it something else. So there will be a disparity between the two. That will keep that confidential.
Does that not affect, Rich, the way that, like, whatever's on your birth certificate, though, isn't that the name that you're always going to be known by?
In this case, now, what usually we do, Dr. Vicky, is most people put their full name on their birth certificate.
Right.
I'm suggesting changing that. What I want you to do is make the official name this archival name. It's a brand new concept. It's never been done before. And then put a different name on the birth certificate. The destiny will be established by the archival name. That's your intent. You're going to say to yourself, this is my family archival name for this child. This is what I intend it to be. So then when that child comes through, those energies will be attached to that child.
And wow. You've just done something. That's awesome, because I'm about to have a reading with Rich, and this is going to be very interesting. It's going to be very interesting. Okay. Not a reading, but a session, you know, an actual name session. This is great. Does that all making sense for you, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. It sure did. What was the your link that I could go to? Again, I didn't catch it.
You can go to facebook.com/kingsnumerology. You will find all kinds of links there that pertain to the show. You can also go to my main website, which is richardking.net. Go to the numerology section. It's a large website. Go to the numerology section. And once you're there, go to the articles section. There are many articles, free articles, upwards of close to 100, I think, now, many of which teach you how to do some of the basics, such as how do you compute your name? How do you compute your life path? How do you compute your soul number? And, of course, in my books, I explain all this. And if you're interested in getting started in numerology, I would recommend the first book, The King's Book of Numerology, Volume 1, Foundations and Fundamentals. That will take you through all of this as well.
I have that book sitting in front of me. It's wonderful.
Perfect.
Yeah, and, you know, Michelle, I want to commend you on looking at the name, because it's, as Rich has really worked on teaching me, I'm not a new mother, but it's just amazing how many people just haphazardly name their child. And right. With Rich's understanding and with his guidance, it can make a huge difference in a child's life.
Yeah,
it's
massive.
The greatest gift. Yeah, it's the greatest gift a parent can give a child, the way I look at it.
And we must remember that our lives are a divine expression of a divine principle of life. And if we work with this divine concept, then we're actually working with God in a way to bring in a more balanced child. And that's really important to me. So that's why I mentioned that archival name.
And
noble.
I'm like, well, any day now, I'll have to figure that out.
Hey, congratulations. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. It's good to hear from you. So this is incredible, Rich. So let's see now. Let's say there's a void of the next void number that you were looking at.
Voids two. Mm-hmm. The two is B, K, and T. Those are the letters associated with that number. Two is an energy of relationship, close personal relationship, others, partnership. It can deal with yin, everything that's yin energy. For example, we are now in a thousand years of the two energy. This is the age of the female. One of my books is called that. It describes all this two energy. It's a supportive energy, but on the negative side, it can be very divisive and competitive and conflictive. So if you have a two void, you want to make sure that you focus on being kind to others, considering their needs and feelings, being sensitive, courteous, thoughtful, attentive, having manners, being respectful, supporting them, not ignoring them. Usually when people have a two void, they can be just calloused, indifferent, cold. They don't care about others. It's just not in their framework. So we want to have a two. A three void. Three is the number that is related to C, L, and U. Three deals with communication, with children, with health and well-being. And we want to make sure that we have a three, because three can be a tough void to deal with, because if we don't have a three, then we could have problems with our health, with our children, with communication, with lying, with things like that. So be very careful that you have, for example, three, a C, L, or U somewhere in the name.
Go ahead. Sandra's on line three, and then we can get to void four, if
sure.
That's okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ms. Sandra, are you there?
I am here.
How are you this evening, Ms. Sandra?
I am fine. Thank you very much.
Did you have a question for Rich?
Pardon?
Did you have a question for Rich?
Yes, I do. I was wondering if you help rename people, if you would help give them an archival name, or is the name that they were stuck with at birth, do they have to keep that as an influence over their lives?
That's a great question. And yes, I do help people with name changes. And common names, those are names that are other than our birth name, do have an influence. But let's understand something. Each of us has a destiny. That destiny comes from the date of birth, number one, and then the name. Now, that sets that is the blueprint of all of our destinies. If we change our name, it can change the vibration, but it won't necessarily change all of the destiny. What it will do is add a covering to us. And I've had people that have changed their names and they've had great success with it. Some people do not. If you're trying to manipulate your name just to make more money or be famous or something, that's not going to work. But if it comes in a normal course of the destiny and you feel very strongly internally about changing it, yes, you can do that. And yes, I do offer that service in my work.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. Yes, that's something I would like to get back with you.
Okay.
And I would like to do.
Okay, I do the service for helping you with that is $199 currently, and my email is rich@richardking.net, and it's on my website as well. If you'd like to contact me, I will be happy to talk to you about that.
So I want to make a comment on what Sandra had said. Let's just say that Sandra or someone like Sandra has a void in her name, Rich, and she's trying to overcome that void so that her life will become easier, not necessarily for an ego reason, but just to make her maybe wanting to be more spiritual or maybe wanting to connect, just some reason that's important to her. That can make a difference, correct, if you were to change your name, but you don't have to go to court to change it, is what you're saying.
No, you don't. If you want to, you can, but it's the common name is the name by which you're known. So
okay.
If you want to do that, you can do it. Some people do that legally. And if they're serious about changing their name, then you can go and legally change it. If you're going to do that, then make sure that you have no voids. That will certainly help. Now, Sandra does not have a four void because she has the D in her name of Sandra. However, if someone were to have a four void, then they would have issues with security, with borders, with fidelity, with organization, being responsible, being service-oriented, and so forth. And four deals with structure, anything of structure and security. Now, let me say this, that if you, whatever void you have, one of the ways to manage that void without changing a name is simply to go to the keywords chart, which is in those links I told you about, or go to the numerology page on my numerology section, look under keywords, and then concentrate on the positive attributes of those numbers. For example, if you had a four void, then concentrate on being disciplined. Concentrate on having self-control. Concentrate on developing your strength. Do check and make sure that your immune system is strong. We are finding that a lot of people with four voids end up with immune deficiency diseases. That's another thing, a whole aspect of numerology that a science that's out there that hasn't even been tapped yet. How do numbers play a role in disease and well-being? We know that they do because I see it in charts all the time. So a three void would deal with that. A four void would have issues with that. So make sure you're up on your immune system. Do everything to keep you strong and healthy and secure. That's how you would handle it. On any number, concentrate on the positive aspects of what those numbers represent, and that will help nullify the negative aspects. Every number has two sides, just like a coin. It has positive and negative, has a light side and a dark side. And too often, people with a four void or any void can operate on the dark side of that number. And by the way, voids are usually managed in one of three ways. People will try to fill them up with the positive attributes, which I recommend them doing. And there have been a lot of famous people. Most of us have voids. It's not unusual. So concentrate on the positive. Some people will just concentrate on the negative. They'll just be, that's what they will do. And some people will just try to ignore the void. If voids, for those of you who understand my work, if they are in a challenge position and do not appear in the basic matrix, those will definitely create problems. And so you will have to look and manage those by concentrating on the positive aspects of those numbers.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sandra, for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we have Sal that is calling in. I don't know if that's your real name, Sal. Is it Sal?
Hello?
Hi. What is your name, Sal?
Let me pick up the other phone. I have to go into the other room or something.
So as he's doing that, let me just say, Rich, it sounds like with these voids, that it's mainly on the name also that you're using a lot. Like you actually helped me name Dr. Vicky because right. you said it resonated with my soul. There are obviously
That's right.
voids in Dr. Vicky, obviously, because it doesn't cover that, but it resonated with my soul. And that's why, you know, I use that name.
But it resonates with your whole chart. That's why it's often good to have a professional look at your name.
Yeah, I want to make a comment on that for everyone listening, that it isn't just, Rich is very skilled at combining everything. It isn't just one little aspect of it. You've got to have the whole picture, correct, Rich?
Yes, in KBN 3, the King's Book of Numerology 3, Master Numbers, and KBN 4, Intermediate Principles, I list 21 different aspects to a numerology chart that I believe any professional numerologist needs to understand before they do a consultation with a client. You have to understand the basic matrix. That includes the life matrix, which also in the chart, and different kinds of things. For example, if a person has, let's say they have a number four, since we were talking about, they have a four void, but the four also appears in the soul. The soul governs the needs, wants, and motivations of an individual. This can be a very good thing if you have a four in your soul, but you have a four void, because that desire will help fill the void which is created by that four. That's an important thing to understand. So that there are a lot of different things to look at. I'm just giving you an overview of
right.
this today, because we just don't have the time to do that.
Well, hello? Is Sal online now?
You're in your 60s. You can't hold it. You have to
head
right off when it happens.
We're having a hard time hearing you, Sal. I'm sorry, we can't hear you real well. So, okay. So I'm sorry we lost Sal, but I just couldn't hear him real well, Rich. So
that's okay.
So we're back onto void five.
Right.
And I want to make a comment here too, because it just flashed in my head. If you're working in relationships, because you know I work with relationships a lot with Living Your Soul's Journey, and if you have different voids in your name or in your life because of your name, then your relationships will be affected by that too. And I know I can't wait to get to void seven, but let's go on with five too, because that's
well. Okay. But you opened up a can of worms. So
I know I did.
But this is in my book, Your Love Numbers, Discovering the Secrets of Your Life, Loves, and Relationships. I talk about the kinds of combinations that you need to create a good relationship. I've done full studies for a long time on what makes a good relationship and what doesn't. Voids do play a part in whether a relationship is good or bad. Okay, so we'll put that aside. Now, the number five. Five is the midpoint of the alphanumeric spectrum, the numbers 1 through 9. Five rules speed. It rules change. It rules diversity, versatility. It also rules the senses and freedom. The thing with the five is that people want to be free, but please understand the opposite side of the five coin is slavery. And if people become undisciplined and uncontrolled, and they operate too much on that five void, which can be really wild, then they can get into all kinds of trouble. More than any number, five people must be very disciplined and very controlled, lest they go off the deep end. So it's a wonderful number to have. I have it dominant in my chart. It gives you variety, diversity, and so forth, but you must exercise restraint and control. Control your senses. Don't let those get carried away, and you'll be fine. But it can be very wild. For example, a famous person with a five void, it's very unusual to have a five void because of the letters, particularly E, which is the most used letter in the English language. But Douglas MacArthur, the famous general, had a five void. And look what happened to him. He was very dominant, one of the best generals that we've ever had in the history of the United States. But he also was relieved of his command by President Truman, because General MacArthur got out of hand and decided he was going to go rogue, and that cost him his career. So you want to be very careful with that five void.
I have a five void, and my issue, I guess, would be freedom. I love freedom, and I'm very disciplined in my life to be able to have that freedom. So I guess you just answered that question then.
Good.
Because as a five void, I worked real hard on being very disciplined and not even knowing why I did that.
Mm-hmm. Five can be a party number, But it's also a number of a monk, too. So it's just got those the two sides, the light side and the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, six. Six deals with issues of love, with family, with support, anything with the heart, hearth, home, the homeland, the country. When we have six voids, we need to focus on being kind and tender and supportive and nurturing to other people. Oftentimes, we can ignore that. There have been a lot of famous people with six voids. Albert Einstein, for example, Albert Schweitzer, one of the greatest humanitarians in history, Amelia Earhart, Helen Keller of all people, Muhammad Ali, William Shakespeare. Oftentimes, in this sense, one of the positive ways is that six, because it rules the family, that six void can release people of a family responsibility, and so these other people can do these great works. But keep in mind, if you do have a six void or a lot of six energy in your chart, if you are too loving, you can be used. You can be seen as a doormat because you want to love and nurture people so much. You have a right to your own wholeness, and you should never sacrifice your soul for somebody else's well-being. You have to come first. If your cup's empty, it's not going to help anyone else. So keep that in mind with that six void.
Okay.
Should we go on? Would you go to the
sure.
seven?
Yeah, let's go to seven and see
seven?
What that's about.
Seven is the number of the mystic. It's the most spiritual, potentially the most spiritual number of all. On the book cover, the King's Book of Numerology, Volume 1, you'll see that I had the number seven placed in the highest position. The seven is the number of the thinker. If you think of Rodin's The Thinker statue, it is a number of reflection and internalization. It's a number of wisdom and thought. However, when the seven is void, people tend to lack discretion in their lives. They tend not to think things through thoroughly, and hence they get into trouble. They can maybe not care about something. Plus, seven voids can make people very indifferent and very cold, even ruthless if it's carried to an extreme degree. So if you have a seven void, you must always say, am I thinking things through thoroughly? And if you're not, consult with somebody who has sevens in their chart and ask them, what do you think about this? Seven is a number of analysis. It's the number of the highest spiritual thing you can attain, because the spirit is attained by going inside. That is the last frontier, the internal frontier, the great internal frontier, not the universe. People say that's the last frontier. It's not. It's within ourself. It's within the temple not made with hands. This human body we have is a divine vehicle. Believe it. And the seven void is that number which takes us deeply inside. So if you have a seven void, make sure you think things through thoroughly. You use judgment, good judgment, and you use your discretion before you act. Okay?
Now, also with the seven void, because I have that as well, it's you want to be alone a lot. And I thought that was another aspect of seven. I mean, introspective.
It is the number of internalization. And this is seven's love to be alone, because that's where you do your thinking. And for those people who have people with sevens in their chart or even voided, you need to give people space when they want it. Doesn't mean they won't love you, but that's where people with seven energy recharge, is in the silence, is within themselves. Seven is not a social number. It's an internal number, the most internal of all numbers. So it's important to use that. You like to have time alone, Dr. Vicky, because you're filling that void up. With this show that you do and all the wonderful work you do in the community and also in your law practice, you are filling that void up. Albert Einstein had a seven void. So did Newton, one of the greatest, perhaps the greatest scientist of all time. Albert Schweitzer, Walter Cronkite, Jackie Robinson. So these were people who were using that energy positively. Remember, nature loves a vacuum, and a void is a vacuum, and you can use that V to instigate that word. So fill it up with what is positive. Just don't ignore it. That's where the trouble is.
Okay, I understand. You're helping me to understand. I hope everyone else is getting that. That's awesome. Okay, so what about an eight void?
Eight, in contrast to the seven, is the most external of all numbers. Eight is the number of interaction, of engagement, of involvement, of orchestration, of continuity. People with eights love to connect, and they can tend to be very worldly. They like the social scene, which is fine. You often find them on the social pages. They like material comfort. If they don't have an eight in their name, then they tend to be disconnected from people. Here's something to always remember about an eight void. Eight voided people think that they know, but they don't know that they don't know. And that mm-hmm. can create problems because they think they're connecting, but they're really not connecting. It's the highest social energy there is. And so when the eight is void, people just disconnect, and they can disconnect very easily. Or they don't even say things. Somebody gives somebody something. Well, to me, the correct thing, the correct response is thank you or please. Those two words you should always use. Think, how do I connect with people? How do I keep this energy going in my relationships? Am I disconnecting? Am I not engaged? Am I not engaged emotionally, psychologically, financially, spiritually, sexually? How am I disconnected? And in my family, I've had a lot of eight voided people in my family, and I can tell you it has created trouble in the connection of people in their relationships. So it's very important to have an eight, I believe, in your name, even if it's just an initial, an H, a Q, or a Z. That will certainly help, particularly for a new child. So stay connected. Always ask yourself, am I engaging properly? And if you're not, find somebody with an eight name and ask them, what do you think? Am I engaging with you? But the simple things that people forget to do, and it's the simple things that create the foundation of relationships. Anybody can be gracious, but it's the thing, the day-to-day interactions that really affect relationships.
Well, if you have an eight void, being that it's external and being that it is about relationships, then is that why that people that have an eight void have more difficulty with finances and making money because they're having that connection out there in the real world?
Absolutely. Yep, they're not staying connected. They could have other energies, but yes, they will not be. For example, I just had a client, and she, in doing her reading, she had an eight void, and the day before she had her reading with me, her husband was telling her, "You've got to answer your emails." Well, she was in business, and she wants to increase her business, but she lets her emails go. You've got to stay connected. If you're in business, you've got to stay connected. That's all about connection. So answer your emails. If somebody sends you an email, make sure you get back to them. Answer those phone calls. Don't let them slip. Don't let them go by. That's how you stay connected. That's one.
Okay. So that helps folks that are listening to understand that even if you don't want to go back to court and change your name and go through the birth certificate and the passport and the Social Security, you could use a name. Let's just say, Rich, that somebody has a 1-3 and an 8 void, okay, and in their birth name or their natal name. So they could go back and possibly find a nickname that resonates with them. I mean, they got to be able to like it, but also that it has those particular energies in it. Is that going to help them?
Yes, but also more importantly is just concentrate on the positive aspects of what those energies represent. Fill them up, like Einstein filled up his seven energy. Newton filled up. These were the greatest scientists of all time. And so if you, in deference to the other great scientists, but all right, but seven, just fill it up. You ask, okay, do I think? Do I connect? Concentrate on the positive aspects of the void, and then you don't necessarily have to change your void. You can make that your weak link, your strong link. But you've got to be aware, and that's what we're talking about. Just be aware of these voids and the deficiencies that they could create and concentrate on the positive side. That will help you a great deal.
Now, the King's Book of Numerology, Foundations and Fundamentals, would that be the best one for people to understand those? To me, the voids, I have to tell you, and I know you can tell by the show, I'm amazed by these voids because I can see how it affects people, especially as I'm going through my counseling. The voids have an effect on people for the rest of their life, and I really think it's an important aspect that doesn't always get covered in numerology, I sense.
Well, I've made a deep study of them, and of course, as you know, I've been doing this for 35 years, and my hallmark, whether it's in my martial art teaching or my numerology, is really to be knowledgeable. And I hope the knowledge I share about numbers with people will be taken. And now you mentioned a good point. And if there are any psychologists, healthcare workers, professionals, please take this to note. You should be getting involved in it because it will open up a whole new world. You can look at somebody's chart in 5 minutes and you can start to tell where their problems are in their life. It's there. And so, yes, get involved, know those voids. They do have a massive effect on the destiny. Don't go blind. I know this is a new art. This particular work of mine is not universally known at this point. I'm sharing with people, hopefully, because that's my duty to do that, and I hope people do start understanding it, because it will have a massive effect on people's well-being and their ability to be balanced and whole in their lives.
Right. Okay. Now, we're up to the last and final void, which is number 9.
Right. And 9 deals with all things universal. Every number is contained within the 9. If you add the numbers 1 through 9 together, the result is going to be a 45. 4 and 5 make 9. If you add the numbers 1 through 8 together, the number will be a 36. That's a 9. So 9 is all numbers. Interestingly, also 9 added to any number always equals that number. 9 plus 5 or 14. 1 plus 4 or 5. 9 plus 7 or 16. 1 and 6 or 7. So it always comes back to that number. So a 9 person who has a 9 will automatically reflect another person's energy to them. This is why 9 is charismatic. It's a very powerful number. And it is universal. It deals with everything that deals with humanity, art, science, literature, education, the media. It's impossible for somebody to be famous and or known unless they have a 9 in their name. Now, if they don't have a 9, they can have a great deal of disrespect for other people, for humanity in general, a disrespect for laws. The word law is itself a 9. The word love is a 9. And when that is voided, there's a vacancy there that needs to be filled. It's not uncommon to see people with 9 voids have massive problems with the public. For example, the Colorado movie massacre murderer, James Holmes, has a 9 void in his name. Now, so does Tommy Lee Jones. He's a good guy. Steve Jobs is a good guy. But the dark side of that 9 can be a total disrespect. And you often see this in the charts of murderers or people who break the law, felons, because they don't have a respect for the 9. A combination, 2 void and 9 void, is really dangerous that way, because if you have a 2 void and a 9 void, then people will not care about other people on a personal level, nor will they care about people on a universal level. That's a dangerous combination to have.
Wow. Okay. But now I'm just going to make a comment, because you mentioned this early. If someone did have a void, a 2 and a 9, they could, with great consciousness and discipline, overcome that, because they know and understand through numerology what those voids can do, and so they compensate and make sure that they don't have that occur.
If they are strong enough and wise enough, and their consciousness is expanded enough to do that, but that's probably not going to happen. So if they had a healthcare worker, a psychologist, somebody like that, or parents that see that, then the parents should start filling those children with that missing energy, talking to them about how it's important to be kind to all people, to be loving, to be compassionate on a personal, if it's a 2 void, or on a 9 void with all people.
Right. Okay.
That's how that
and now, it, would it help, though, in a situation like when you see, let's just say you have a child, and I know that, I mean, it doesn't really matter if it's a child, husband, or whatever, but if you were in a situation and you saw that, And you just chose to change their name later in life or earlier in life, then it might not necessarily help, but it could, correct?
Yes, and there needs, for example, if you take, I mentioned this in KBN 1, when we talk about Joseph Stalin, he wasn't born Joseph Stalin. He changed his name when he became a revolutionary in his late teens and early 20s. When he changed his name to Joseph Stalin, he became the evil man that we know as Joseph Stalin. He wasn't that way on his natal name. So you got to be careful when you make name changes that you don't jump out of the fire pan, into the fire. Now, you take somebody like Lance Armstrong. This is really interesting. Lance Armstrong was not born Lance Armstrong. He was born, I believe, Lance Edward Gustafson or something like that. When he changed his name to Lance Armstrong, all of his life matrix attributes, his pinnacles, challenges, and epics became, for those of you who understand IR sets, a 9, 16, 7, 16, 7, all 11 of those. 16, 7 is the most dangerous number to have in an outcome position. And that was what triggered his fall from grace, which is one of the greatest falls in the history of sports. Had he kept and used his original natal name, all of his components would have been a 999, absolutely massively powerful and universal. But in his case, that's not what happened. So common names as a covering can create problems if you're not careful. So you really need to consult a professional, I believe, to make sure that you don't end up with a name that's going to be more injurious to you than would otherwise be.
Well, I want to share one thing because we're coming, you know, near the hour. But you take a child, and I won't go into specifics, but you take a child that maybe was adopted, okay? And they come into this world with a certain name, and they live that name, but they keep saying to their parent, you know, I really want a different name. And the parent's sitting there saying, well, you know, maybe not, because that's child's name. But when a child feels like they really want another name, especially their first and middle name, what do you sense that, I mean, I, from my viewpoint, it's just letting the parent know that, you know, so something's missing here, and this child really, really, after year, has been begging for a new name, and finally it just says, I want a new name. I mean, how do you explain that?
Well, First of all, I would work with the child to create a new name, because destiny is very complex, and who's to say that changing their name wouldn't have a major effect, especially if it's coming internally from the child? And who's to say that maybe, and I can't say this is for certain, but maybe in the first 5 years of that child's life, the destiny was to handle issues karmically from another lifetime, and the destiny was to change the energy going forward. I don't know that that's true. A lot of work still needs to be done with understanding voids. I'm very open about that. So I would go ahead and change the name and change it legally.
Right.
But then I would also change it to an archival name first and then have the legal name differently. So if you're going to change the name, you don't have to tell the government or anybody else what the archival name is. That's none of their business in my mind.
Right.
But they can still change the name and see what works. I can't promise it's going to. But when you look at people like Stalin and like Lance Armstrong, and by the way, his name is Lance Edward Gunderson. That was his birth name. Then you can, you know, it'll have an effect, perhaps.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I hope that everyone listening tonight. I know that we've had some folks that tried to call in, and we just couldn't hear them, and I apologize for that. But I just am amazed because I want people through your works to understand how important the energies of numbers and names are, and not to just throw out a bunch of, you know, oh, I like that name. Well, that'll be good. And not even put any thought to it, because this is a life-changing. I mean, I have a very dear friend, and she called in earlier, Rich, and she, you know, really wants to change her name. She says it's been a struggle with her name all of her life. She's never liked her name. And I don't know enough to help her, and that's why I wanted her to call in tonight, and she did. Because she never has liked her name. She has struggled with her name. She's changed it 4 or 5 times, very much like me. And you know this because you've worked with me through the years. I mean, I've spelled my name. I've had my name many, many different ways because I've never felt completely comfortable. That's why I'm about to have a session with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to do something about it.
And that can be, and Dr. Vicki, that can have an effect on the five void, right? Because five rules change. So you're always in a state of change. But but who's to say that that's not a good thing? Maybe you are going through multiple lifetimes of karma that you're paying off. And so these names come in and they help you reconcile those past karmas. I don't know if that's true, but it certainly is a possibility.
Right. Right. Well, it's not, and you'll have to excuse me, my daughter, for everyone listening, I have a little puppy here that my daughter is had to leave to go to an appointment, and the little thing is just in love with my daughter, so he barks a lot when she's not here, so I apologize for that. But so I just want to commend everyone to call up Rich or go to his website at richardking.net. You know, check out what he does. And if you're not happy with your name, or you feel like there's an energy shift, or you just want to understand, or just have a session with Rich, and it'll help you. I mean, look how you've worked with me, Rich. You've helped me to understand issues in my life that I don't know how I'd ever have understood them. And I've known a lot of things about astrology. I've known a lot of things about just intuitive work. but you've helped me in a way that's been very profound, and I really do appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad to help, and I would like to offer a suggestion to people to start thinking of their lives, and this is a little far out there, folks, but bear with me. Think of yourself not as flesh and bone and blood and brain and sinew. Begin thinking of yourself as energy, because that really is the bottom line of who you are. Think of yourself as energy, and then think of yourself as a puzzle made up of different energetic pieces. Those are the numbers and the letters of your name when you were born. That's how destiny is, or your destiny was created before you were born. And your name was a result of that destiny. God kind of picked this letter and this letter, and that's how it is. It's, believe me, your name is vitally important to who you are. If you choose to expand your consciousness and know more about your destiny, know more about who you are, know more about life and its interworkings, then do get involved in numerology. You don't have to, but if you are curious and you want to learn to manage your life better and understand your relationships particularly and help your children grow, then I would recommend you getting involved with it.
Right. It makes total sense to me. And I do want to encourage you. Now, you do sessions just on names, but you also do someone's name evaluation from the ones that I understand is you take their name from their natal name, their birth name that's on their birth certificate, but you also use the name that they're using now correctly. Is that correct, that you use them and kind of compare the two between the two? Is that correct?
Yeah, they can. We can do that. Common names do have an effect on our names. And a lot of the common work name, I want to give kudos to one of my numerology students, Hunter Stowers. He's in the hospital recovering from heart surgery. He's my best student. He's been with me. He's had a private lesson, my gosh, for 7 or 8 years now. And he was the one that spearheaded the common name aspect in numerology. I've been so busy with other aspects of the science. And he was the one that proved to me, for sure, with the Lance Armstrong chart, for example, that common names have a major effect. So, Hunter, if you're listening, get well soon, brother. We're thinking about you, and thank you so much for helping with the common name aspects, because they do have a bearing. It's like a covering. It's like a new wardrobe. It doesn't change the destiny per se, but it will have an effect on how you respond to the different inputs in your life, the different...
Right. Now, and also I want to say, is that if you get married, now not for a man to get married, but if a woman gets married and they change their last name, be cautious of that, right, Rich? I mean, in other words, it could change stuff. It could change their life, no?
Not like you're thinking of. Just keep your same name. It's going to change your destiny in it. But it is important to understand the energies in each of the partners. When you look, for example, in the marriage between Tiger Woods and Elin Nordegren, now this is not, there's no judgment here, this is just how the numbers work. Tiger Woods has a 5 soul and a 6 material soul. Elin Nordegren had no 5s in her basic matrix, and there were no 5s in the mix between the two. 5 is a number that demands excitement, adventure, change, variety, all of that. And their marriage was really doomed from the beginning because there were not enough mutual resonant energies to keep that marriage together. Uh-huh. Marriages and relationships are based on the amalgam of mutual energy in between the charts. The more energy you have, the more glue you have to keep things together. And that's what my book, Your Love
Number. So it really didn't matter if she changed her name or not. But listen, I want to thank you, Rich, for talking to everyone this evening and sharing your heart and your soul, because you have so much talent, so much wisdom, and it's part of your soul's journey to share that with other people. It's deeply appreciated, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my soul for being on my show this evening and to share yourself. And I hope everyone listening tonight will call or write or just go to Rich's website and get a session with him. Help to understand. Read one of his books. Just find out some data for yourself. So, Rich, thank you so very much for being on the show.
Dr. Vicky, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And I thank you for all your support throughout the years. I'm very grateful for your support of my work.
Thank you. And be sure, everyone, to listen in every Sunday night at 4 Pacific and 7 Eastern Standard Time for the Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki Show. I love you all. And remember to find something to be in gratitude about. It is a very important thing. Again, thank you, Richard Andrew King. Good night.